Kevin, just looking at the program in the last couple of years, do you think that this is a crucial season for yourself and for A&M?
I think every season I've been there has been crucial. You know, we knew what we were signing up for when it got there, when nobody thought we were going to win at all. We came out, you know, I wasn't in the Big 12 with Texas A&M. Obviously, we've had some success, but I think it says a lot that, you know, people expect for us to compete for a championship in the first 4 or 5 years, when 5 years ago they didn't think that was going to be the case. So you take the good with the bad. We've set the bar, and we get that. And we're not going to shy away from that. You know, we've got some things that we need to get done. I think people who are close to the program understand that. I think people who are around our program understand that. But I think it also says a lot for people that expect us to be where you know, to be a championship program, and that's what we want to be. And let's take you back. All right, where we are right now, this program's in better shape than it was when I got there. In a 4-year period, we've won more games than any 4-year period in the last 20 years at Texas A&M. Our APR is the highest it's ever been, and we generate more revenue than we've ever been. So from a number standpoint, our program's a heck of a lot better place than where it was. Does it need to get better? Yes. And we recognize that, and I think we made some very, very difficult and decisions at the end of last season, really starting December 31st with hiring some new coaches, attracting a veteran quarterback, and I think a lot of that has really those decisions and those changes have contributed to a really drama-free offseason and a team that's very, very quiet right now. But as we get closer to the season, I think a lot of people are getting a little different feel for Texas A&M at this point.
Front row on the left.
Kevin, you brought in Noel and Jim Turner to run when you need to, not just when you want to. With those two new coaching changes on board on the offense, and with Keith being eligible, Travion Williams being there, James White already there, are you more confident in your ability to run when you need to this year as opposed to last?
Yeah, I think so. I think our line's got to come along. We had to do a lot to keep Trey Carson healthy. Like I said, at the end of the year, you know, people didn't know he had a broken toe. He didn't even practice. And then we had to, you know, help him during the game. And, you know, even all that being said, how bad our running game was, people forgot he rushed for 1,200 yards. So I guess we got to have a 2,000-yard rusher to be a better running team. So he's a good player, but we've got depth there. And we've lost some linemen, but we've got guys who've played in games. And they're talented guys up front, and Jimmy Turner is doing a great job with them. I think it's a combination of philosophy and scheme. And so I don't think it's just one thing. You know, you've got a bigger group of running backs than we've ever had since I've been there. You've got a situation philosophically that's going to be a little bit different, and technique-wise it's going to be different. So that'll give us a chance to be better. You know, and it goes hand in hand. You know, for us to be better, we got to stop the run too on defense, because our numbers were not very good last year on defense. And our statistics got better. We were a better defense, a much better defense. But for us to be a better team, we've got to be able to do both better this year. And for me as a head coach, that's pretty easy to practice, because it's the same two guys, same two groups running into each other all spring. So, you know, our players didn't have any choice but to get better, because we did a lot of it in the spring, and we're going to do a lot of it early. And the key is, you know, staying healthy doing that and then being able to transfer that to Saturdays.
Right side, third row.
Kevin, you had mentioned last year that while you love being at the draft on Thursday night and see guys going then, you wanted to be able to stick around for Friday and Saturday.
Still haven't been able to do
guys,
it much.
Though.
Yeah.
I know you're not a draft guru, but are you there yet with the guys you have now? You think that'll be the case in the next couple of years?
Well, we had a guy drafted the very last pick of the first round. So he wasn't even confident he was going to be there because he wasn't even there. I was there and he wasn't. That's where we are as a program. And it's kind of funny. Everybody talks about all the talent we've had, all right? Over the last 3 or 4 years, there's been a lot of teams that have more. Arkansas, all kinds of people have more guys drafted than we had. We've had a couple first-rounders. You know, the Mike Evans, Johnny Year, you've got a couple three guys. And Jokel the first year. But beyond that, we haven't had the third, fourth rounds. We had a guy, Brandon Williams, who we moved from running back to corner, all right, and not during the spring, but during the fall, play the season and become a third-round pick, okay? But he was that kind of an athlete as a transfer player from Oklahoma that played as a freshman there that we need more of those guys in our program. So, you know, what I see is, yeah, we still want to be there on that first night, but it would be very, very nice to have second, third day guys. And I think what you're seeing out of this team are, you know, the Miles Garrett's, but you're also seeing, you know, our safeties and Justin Evans, Armani Watts, you know, where he is. He's going to have to make some decisions at the end of this year. Deshaun Hall, you know, all the receivers, Reynolds, Ricky Seals-Jones. Now you're going to start to see some guys across the board that look more like this league does with some of the top-tier teams instead of just a guy or two here or there that's really talented.
Sorry, Coach. Left side in the back.
Coach, right here, Coach. All right. Going back to what you spoke on before, a few minutes ago, defense, I have two questions, and this is my first one. Defense, it seems like your linebackers out of your whole defense are the weakest link to your defense, to being a really pretty good defense this year. Could you relate about that and see how can you get those to be better? Like I think
is that a question? Or is that
a question.
Statement?
So how can you get
like
those?
A statement to me.
Well, it could be both if that's what you wanted. But
no, it can't.
But how can they be better in the areas of tackling and things like that?
Practice.
All right. Second question: the drama offseason, the subtweeting incident, is that not considered drama, or is that just something that just happened?
I think I addressed that a little bit earlier. So, you know, and when that happened, I addressed it quickly with the position coach and addressed it nationally. So, you know, that's nothing I'm here to rehash either. And we moved on from that. And, you know, I don't know that that's created any more drama for our program than some of the things I've read from other coaches around the country at this point.
Left side, third row.
Coach, I'm very grateful you let me in this spring and let me tell a story of your dad and the wonderful man that he was and the impact he had on you and so many people. And I know you, there's talk on a national level about your job and what's going on and expectations and all those things. But you told me that you knew he would inspire you. You knew he would be there, that he was kind of your spy before he passed away at different practices. So I'm curious, and one of the last things you said to me in the interview was you didn't know right then, because it was soon after your dad passed away, the impact that it would have on you. But it's been a little bit, and I'm curious about his passing and the impact you think that that's had on you and how that's potentially made you a better coach.
Well, the first thing that impacts you is that you don't have certain conversations anymore. And like, for instance, I can't leave here, immediately get in the car and tell them what a horrible time I had for the last 4 hours. So I'm just throwing that out there because I know he's listening. But, you know, those conversations that you have that are private but that are real and that are honest and sometimes critical of you, because that's your dad, and whether you like it or not, you know that he cares. That's the hard part you've got to move on from. So, you know, it'll be real interesting to see, you know, as he slowed down, he was able to get the less and less games, so it kind of eased me off of it. But we'll see where that is. I think the biggest deal is that, you know, those conversations, whether you wanted to hear them or not, which he would tell me, that I know you don't want to hear this, but, and here it came. So that's the hard part. So, you know, as this will be the first season, so we'll see how it goes.
We only have time for two quick questions.
Coach, when it comes to expectations, are you the type, I know you mentioned earlier in the spring about, you know, people don't think y'all are worth a darn, and that's fine.
That's hard.
So are you the type that you like people thinking that, or do you like people thinking this team's really good?
Well, in 5 short years, I've come into this room and all these rooms here, and I've been on all sides of that. So it really doesn't matter to me. I mean, that's y'all's job. My job is to coach a football team and get them to play and win as many games as we can. And so, you know, speculation, whether we're picked second, first, or sixth, or seventh, I've said it before, it really doesn't matter. You know, that's why we play the games. And, you know, I don't get caught up in all that.
Last question, right here in the front.
You know him better than most, obviously. I'm sure you care about all your former players. What do you think it's going to take for Johnny Manziel to get his life back on track?
I think he's working on that right now, but we'll see, you know. I think it's what's important is that, you know, Johnny Manziel is a Texas A&M Aggie. He's always going to be an Aggie, and we're always going to be here for him. And we were there for him when he was there, and we're going to be there for him for life. So whatever he needs from us, and for me, he can count on it.